Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website on theedgesofchange.com. Hello and welcome to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast, episode number 237. Yeah, I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. First, an overview. We move into December. And it's pretty amazing astrologically because in December, four planets change direction, either go retrograde or go direct, which has an energy of weight. Internally, characters inside of you are saying, whoa, 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 we got to make a change here. Plus, at the end of the month, of course, we have solstice, whether it's winter solstice for those of us in the northern hemisphere or summer solstice for those in the southern hemisphere. And that's a really big change, because the sun finishes its apparent movement south or north and begins to go back again. So just pause before you listen to this and notice as you step into the calendar year of December, maybe you've already noticed like, oh, there's some changes going on. You're in alignment with the archetypal energies. A phrase from this week's podcast poem: kindness in your gaze when you look within. On Wednesday, December 6th, the planet Neptune goes forward at 25 degrees of Pisces. Neptune has been retrograde since June 30th, when it went retrograde at 28 degrees of Pisces. Again, for my listeners who don't know what the degrees mean, don't worry about it. But those who do, put it in your charts and look at it. So first of all, what does it mean going direct? Remember that when planets appear to be retrograde, they look like they're going backwards in their orbit. Of course, they never are, but it's an important archetypal meaning because retrograde planets suggest that that archetype is reviewing itself internally in our own being and in the world. Basically, retrograde cycles are timeout cycles. Neptune, powerful archetype of the visionary, the dreamer, the mystic. It's all about altered states of consciousness and the non-cognitive, non-consensus reality experiences. It can be both very positive expression in you, the one who prays, who meditates, the artist who creates with the muse, the deeply compassionate one. It can also have a very difficult expression where we're under the spell. We've got under the spell of addictions or forlornness or feeling invisibilized or feeling like I can't figure anything out. I'm adrift and lost at sea. Or even more difficult, we're under the spell of some kind of paradigm or cult-like experience inside or out. So Neptune's been retrograde apparently since the end of June, right? So that's like 5 months where we've had this subtle kind of wait, review some of your visionary nature, some of your dreams and visions, but also gently review some of the places where you've gone under spells. And Neptune in Pisces, Pisces is the sign that is about compassion and intuition. It's a dreaming sign. Neptune loves being in Pisces. It's its primary territory. And the deep challenge with Neptune in Pisces is we can go in a fog of some unconscious material, some unconscious patterns. We can feel very victimized or overwhelmed. Equally, we can, in this review period, have reconnected to our own spiritual values, what's important to us, our greater life visions. And with all the suffering happening intensely in the world, perhaps your compassion has strengthened and grown. Perhaps you are feeling your own heart connection with the suffering of the world appropriately and wanting to engage in some way that supports. So Neptune going forward, remember planet goes forward, it's like move forward now. So what dreams and visions have been sort of dancing inside of you? What awarenesses have you recently had about, wow, that's an old story. I don't live there anymore. Particularly if it has to do with losing your power or a sense of being under a spell or being victimized. It's like shaking it off and going, wow, I've done some review on this. I'm moving forward. And particularly you want to be noticing where you have put yourself under a spell, where you have not been kind to yourself, where you have maybe been caught up in something, where you've lost connection with your soul, or the deeper mysteries of your own being, or your own longings. So just take some time this week in this first changing directions for the month of like, okay, where do I move forward now? Neptune, as it goes forward, apparently, in Pisces, has this wonderful connection with both the archetype of Pluto, the transformer in Capricorn, and Jupiter, the teacher wise one, in Taurus. Both Capricorn and Taurus are earth signs, and they have to do with groundedness and practicality and embodiment. Pluto in Capricorn says, continue to do the deep transformational work of your life structures, Capricorn. What are the rules of the game? Whose authority are you giving your power to? Whose spell are you under as far as what you're supposed to be doing? Neptune energy, Neptune is what's called sextile Pluto. It just means there's a really nice harmony between these archetypes. So as you move forward with your dreams and visions, there's some potency there. And there's a bit of like, all right, take charge and be the executive of your own life. What changes do you want to implement that support your prayers, your visionary and dreaming nature? Maybe you want to take action on some kind of change of a pattern. I'm not a victim anymore. Or I break the spell of this. And then Jupiter is about your wisdom and your ability to see the bigger picture and your own deep truths. Jupiter's in a very grounded sign of Taurus, so it's been helping us since earlier this year to look at our beliefs around resources, security, stability, and the connection between Neptune and Jupiter now this week says, as you go forward with your dreams and visions and the changes you want to make internally on an emotional and an intuitive level, be practical. Recognize, where are you putting your life energy? Is it costing you too much? Let Jupiter help you go forward with practical visions, manifesting practical visions. So notice how that's showing up for you this week. And on Saturday, December 9th, Venus is opposite Jupiter at 6 degrees of Scorpio and Taurus. Venus is the relational one of us. It's about how we are with external relationships, whether it's, you know, very personal, romantic, or family relationships, or general relationships. Venus is also connected to our sense of self-worth and self-values. And what we do with our life energy, what do we magnetize to ourselves? Venus has just recently entered Scorpio, which is a deep water sign of intensity and passion and transformation. And with Venus in Scorpio, there's this call to say, get real in my relationships. Pay attention to what I'm feeling on a deep level. Don't ignore the deeper signals, if you will. And I want realness. I want intensity. I want to be met, and I want to meet the world. And I don't want BS. Okay, that's something of what Venus is about. But also the challenge with Scorpio can be obsessiveness and a kind of, I call it dog on pant leg, where you lock into something and your teeth are on it and you won't let go. Now, an opposition means the planets appear to be opposite in the heavens. Internally, the archetypes in you and in the world are trying to balance each other. Now, again, we come back to Jupiter. So this is your wisdom self, and it's about your beliefs and your deeper truths are. And whenever there is a planet in Scorpio opposite a planet in Taurus, we have this archetypal conversation between intensity, intimacy, and security and stability. And both are needed. Because Scorpio has this all or nothing, like it's just dive into it. Go for the passion. Go for my longings. Beautiful. But as we know, it can get overwhelmed and it can get intense and you can sort of blow up your life in a way that's not healthy. Taurus says, wait, 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 be grounded, be secure. Am I okay? Am I safe enough? Am I in my body? Am I expressing my life energy and using my resources in a good way? So what you might find at the end of the week is this balance inside of you between, I want to go for something, I'm longing for this, I want to call out BS, and Jupiter says, whoa, not so fast. What are the consequences to those moves, right? Because you don't want to go extreme and just sort of blow everything up or intensely blow yourself up. But you also don't want to play it safe and stay in your comfort zone when you know that's not where you need to be, that that's not good for your being. And you're not really listening to your deeper longings. So watch at the end of the week how you want to work with this. Because it's also on a mundane level, Venus is about our resources and what we want, and Jupiter's expansion. So we are going into the holiday season, which in our consumer capitalistic Western culture is often in the holiday season. What can I buy? So you might want to be watching. Okay, wait, like let's watch this, okay? I'm not saying you don't want to give gifts because it's so wonderful to do that celebration with our loved ones in this month. But you might find Jupiter checking you in some way and say, wait a minute. So just notice how that's going on. Now, the poem I want to bring you is really connecting with Neptune. Because there are so many challenges, as we know, internal. There's so much disruption. Normal is way past in the rearview mirror, as it should be. And we are so attuned, many of us, to the deep suffering, the insane wars, the insane cruelty. It's like, what's happened? We've all gone under a spell, it feels, on some level. And yet I want to bring you a poem that reminds you of your deeper mystical spiritual self and belonging to your soul, because it's a phenomenal taproot for you right now amidst the incredible initiation changes in our consensus reality world. It's a poem called For Belonging by John O'Donohue, and I particularly want to honor one of my listeners, Nilima, because I had a recent conversation with her about John O'Donohue, and she sparked this poem coming. So, Nilima, this is for you and all my listeners. For Belonging, John O'Donohue. May you listen to your longing to be free. May the frames of your belonging be generous enough for your dreams. May you arise each day with a voice of blessing whispering in your heart. May you find a harmony between your soul and your life. May the sanctuary of your soul never become haunted. May you know the eternal longing that lives at the heart of time. May there be kindness in your gaze when you look within. May you never place walls between the light and yourself. May you allow the wild beauty of the invisible world to gather you, mind you, and embrace you in belonging. There's a poem of blessing for you this week, and especially the last line. Neptune calls you to the deeper mysteries of what's underneath consensus reality. Don't get too caught up in everyday reality and your ego's version of reality. With great love, say, wait, there's a deeper truth underneath. And particularly, May there be kindness in your gaze when you look within. As always, dear ones, thank you so much for your support of this podcast. I love your emails, your reviews, your financial donations, which you can do on the website, whatever feels right, or tell people about it. I just really appreciate my people. Thank you. And there's two things I want to tell you about that are upcoming. Remember that I have a special workshop on Saturday, December 9th. It's an archetypal astrological review. It's a year-end review of 2023. Come to it to help you understand what in the heck was this year about and how did I grow and change. You can go to the homepage of my website on theedgesofchange.com. You'll see it right there. And if you can't make it live, it's 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Pacific on Saturday, December 9th. You can have the recording. So you might want to have it as a special gift for yourself to say, whoa, let me make some meaning out of what I just went through. And second of all, I'm really proud to be a referral partner for Chani Nicholas's organization. I believe in her work so much. She's a brilliant astrologer, and she has many guidebooks and astrological gifts that she sells. And her company gives portions of the revenue of the sales to a special organization called FreeFrom.org, which is for survivors of gender-based violence. So I really deeply believe in that, and I'm really happy to be a referral partner. So if you want to shop for some astrology gifts this year for yourself or your friends, please use my referral link, and that is on my astrology page on my website, ontheedgesofchange.com. If you go to the astrology page, you'll see it right there. You can link through to look at some of Chani's offerings, the books, the guidebooks, and the gifts. And if you choose to purchase anything and use that, it helps me. So just saying, here I am saying, be careful about shopping too much, but here's a way to shop. So anyway, it's the nature of being a crazy Westerner, isn't it, dear ones? So take good care of yourself this week, and remember that kindness when you look within. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources on theedgesofchange.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.